The staff bathed Yingmi in the tub with plastic balls, then helped her feel sensations on her skin. They helped her sway on swings and crawl under weighted blankets. After 6 weeks, something shifted, and she started to talk. Yingmi's dramatic improvement inspired us to start a sensory integration clinic at the trauma center, which we now also use in our residential treatment programs. We have not yet explored how well sensory integration works for traumatized adults, but I regularly incorporate sensory integration experiences and dance in my seminars. Learning to become attuned provides parents and their kids with a visceral experience of reciprocity. Parent-child interaction therapy, known as PCIT, is an interactive therapy that fosters this, as is SMART, which is an acronym for Sensory Motor Arousal Regulation Treatment, developed by my colleagues at the Trauma Center. When we play together, we feel physically attuned and experience a sense of connection and joy. Improvisation exercises also are a marvelous way to help people connect in joy and exploring. The moment you see a group of grim-faced people break out in a giggle, you know that the spell of misery is broken. Number 5. Getting in touch. Mainstream trauma treatment has paid scant attention to helping terrified people to safely experience their sensations and emotions. Medications such as serotonin reuptake blockers, risperidone, and Seroquel increasingly have taken the place of helping people to deal with their sensory world. However, the most natural way that we humans calm down our distress is by being touched, hugged, and rocked. This helps with excess arousal and makes us feel intact, safe, protected, and in charge. Touch, the most elementary tool that we have to calm down, is prescribed from most therapeutic practices. Yet you can't fully recover if you don't feel safe in your skin. Therefore, I encourage all my patients to engage in some sort of body work, be it therapeutic massage, Feldenkrais, or craniosacral therapy.